What a great morning it's been. And special thanks and congratulations to Pastor Ocean and all of the staff and team that made this week happen. I was commenting earlier, what an incredible stage set here for VBS. I mean, really a great job, Pastor Ocean and all of those that were involved. I just want to say thank you and God bless you for a great... And again, we this morning, we certainly want to give honor to Pastor Andrew and Pam and the opportunity to be here during this season is an incredible honor, and we're grateful for that. Thank you to the board and to all of you for opening your hearts to us and giving us the opportunity to be here. I say us. Some of you don't, if you don't know, I am married. I have a wife, Bonnie. And she'll be here before I get done. She'll make the trip up. But she hasn't been coming because it's been an extended afternoon with hospital visits and some meetings. And so it would be a little bit of a challenge for her. But she is going to be here before we get done. I was introduced as the Lego man, so I'm not disappointing. The VBS kids. If you're one of the VBS kids, the last 2 weeks that I've been here, this is my third week, I've been speaking in church on Sunday morning on the theme, Every Piece is Important. And we passed out Lego pieces. Maybe you weren't here. So all the kids, I'd like to give you a Lego piece so you can have one. Come on up and get one. I'll give you a Lego piece. All the kids, come on up. And when you come, just take a Lego piece and you can take it with you back to your seat. That's yours to keep, okay? Find a Lego piece. All the kids, yeah. We have different colors here. So you can have whatever you'd like. Yeah, there you go. There you go. I want you to, and just take that Lego piece back to your seat, and you hold on to it. I'm going to talk about that Lego piece in just a moment. Anybody else? Anybody not here the last 2 weeks that didn't get a Lego piece? Come on up. Come right up. Come right up. I'll meet you halfway. Anybody else need a Lego piece? Anybody else? Here, ma'am, your piece is important.
Thank you.
There you go. So you hold on to that, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. First, I want to tell you a story about something very, very special to me. I'm sure everybody in the room today has heard of pirates, right? No? Well, pirates are special. I am a bit of a pirate fan. Now, let me explain. I'm not a fan of all the things that they do, but I am a fan of the history and... The silver and gold isn't bad either, right? My middle name, my first name is Timothy. My middle name is Morgan. Anyone know a famous pirate named Morgan? And what is his first name? Very good. But he does have a first name. Captain... No, not Jack Morgan. No, it's not Tim. Anybody know Captain Morgan's first name? No? Okay, well, his first name is Henry. Ever heard of Henry Morgan? You need a pirate history book, don't you? So, my middle name is Morgan. When I was born, I'm the oldest of three. I have two younger sisters. When I was born, being a son, my father was a Captain Henry Morgan fan, and he wanted to name his son Morgan after a pirate. My mother, who had just given birth to said son, said, there is absolutely no way that my firstborn son is being named after a pirate. I'll have none of it. And so there was this bit of a wrestling between Timothy and Morgan. Named after a pirate, or Timothy, that means honoring God. Well, my name is not Morgan Timothy. My name is Timothy Morgan. You can tell who won that argument, right? Mother won that argument, and I'm really grateful that she did, because today I'm a pastor, not a pirate. So that's a good thing that Mother won the argument. But many years ago, my father gave me a piece of pirate history. It's a gold chain with a piece of eight in a gold bezel. And if any of the kids want to see it later, I'll show it to you. I know men wear necklaces today. I don't often wear it, especially not where people will recognize me. I don't know. It's just the thing. It's just me. But it is my favorite thing that I have. I have a little bit of pirate memorabilia and pirate stuff and history, and it's my favorite piece. My father gave it to me many years ago. Well, about 15 years ago, one day, as I often do, I just want to look at it. Do you have stuff that you just like to get out and touch? I mean, you know, you just like to hold it, touch it, look at it, think about it. It's what we do sometimes with things that are meaningful to us. Well, this has a lot of meaning. It's very special to me, obviously, because it is a gift from my father, and it's got a connection to piracy, all of that. So I have a spot that I keep it in, and I went to look for it, and it wasn't there. And I paused and I thought, because sometimes I get it out. On the rare occasion I would wear it, if I felt like I was where nobody would know me, I would wear it. And so I got to thinking, where is that? And I couldn't think of anywhere that it would be except the place that I always kept it. So I went and looked in a few other spots. I kind of retraced. I thought, when was the last time you had it? And what did you do with it? And I was just, every time I went through that process, I would always come back to the same thing. I know that I put it right where it always goes. But it wasn't there. And have you ever had just that sick feeling just start to settle in on you? Kind of like when you've done something wrong, you know you've been caught. It's kind of like that. You just, uh-oh. Well, I just had that sick feeling. Not that I was in trouble, but I couldn't find this incredibly important thing to me. And so in my panic and frantically, I called Bonnie. She wasn't home at the time. I called her, and she, of course, tried to settle me down, calm me down. She said, listen, just go back and look again. You know, you always keep it there. It has to be there. Move stuff around. Look under stuff. It has to be there. So I did. I looked everywhere, 2 and 3 times, and now I'm getting really, really, really upset, because no matter how hard I looked, I couldn't find it. Something that I loved so much was lost, and I just couldn't find it. Luke chapter 15, verse 4, and if you give me another maybe 5 to 7 minutes, that's all I need. You don't have an hour sermon ahead of you, so just to let you know where we're headed this morning, okay? 10 minutes max. How about that? Can we agree on 10? See, I just bargained 3 more minutes out of you, okay? 10 minutes. 11:41, 10 minutes. Luke 15:4, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go and search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and sweep the entire house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call in her friends and neighbors and say, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost coin." In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents. These stories that Jesus told help us to understand how important every person is to God. This week's VBS theme was all about trusting Jesus in a wild, wild world. And it really is a wild world we live in. Lots of dangers, lots of temptations, lots of things to be afraid of. It's a wild world. But we can trust Jesus in every situation that we find ourselves in. Why? Number one, because every piece is important. That piece of Lego, everybody that got your piece of Lego, I want you to take it out, kids especially. If you're an adult here and you brought it back, or maybe you keep it in your pocket, I want you to get it out. I want you to hold it. Every piece is important. That piece of Lego that I gave you, it's just a piece. That's all it is, right? I mean, it's just a piece. And by itself, what is it? But it is a very important piece, because this piece makes the project all come together. And without that piece, something will always be missing. Sometimes we feel like our lives isn't very important. Sometimes we feel like we don't matter. Sometimes we feel like we're not seen. You know, one of the greatest truths about God's love for us and God's truth for us is that He always sees us. In our pain, in our loneliness, in our discouragement, in our frustration, in our loss, in our disappointments, whatever it is that we're going through in life. And God knows that the human experience is that none of us travels this road without experiencing a lot of pain. My pain isn't yours, your pain isn't mine. We have no need to compare pain except to say that we all experience it. And one of the greatest truths about God is that He is a God who sees. You are seen by God in the times of brokenness, of despair, of disappointment, when you feel lost, when you feel alone, when you feel heartbroken, when you don't know what to do. Remember that He is a God who sees you, and that every piece is important. I may say, and people may say, it's just a piece. But really the truth is, it's never just a piece. It's always an important piece. And that's how important every one of you are to God. No one can take your place. You are unique. You are incredibly loved. And you are wanted in God's family. Why can we trust Jesus? We can trust Jesus in a wild world because He won't stop looking until your peace is found. If you've ever been lost, there's a very special fear that comes with being lost. When you can't find your way. When you don't know where to go. Being lost is incredibly scary. And Jesus told stories that I read to you this morning, about a lost sheep and a lost coin. He went on to tell another one about a lost son, which I had time to talk about that this morning. But He told these stories about lost things that help us understand this truth, And all the children here, I want you to hear this. And all of the adults here, I want you to remember and know that God will do anything and everything it takes for you to be found. In fact, the Bible says, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, that God is not willing. God does not want anyone, He especially you, He does not want anyone to be lost. So let me say today, if you are the parent of a lost child, I want to encourage you today to trust God. Trust God for that child. There's a lot of fear that comes when we are the parent of a lost child. Now I want to encourage you today to refuse to live in fear. Refuse to believe the lies. Because if we are anything as God's people, we are people of hope. If God has given us anything, He has given us the promise of hope. That we can live hopeful lives. And so to all the parents today, pray, fast, believe. Do all that you can. Do all that's within your power. Of course, do everything you can. But always remember that no matter how desperate the situation looks for your lost child, live with hope. I tell you that this morning because I know that journey. And I know that story. I know what it is to live that journey. But I have incredibly good news today. And that good news is that Bonnie and Tim live with incredible hope. We have moments of fear. We have moments of pain. We have moments that we have to battle through. But our lives are incredibly marked by hope because we know how important every piece is to God. And He loves our boy more than even we do. And I want you to remember, He loves your son. He loves your daughter even more than you do. So if you are a parent of a lost child today, every piece is important. Live with hope. Amen. I told you a story. It's 11:49. I got 2 minutes. I told you the story about this very special chain and coin. You know what happened? Obviously, the story has a good ending. Hours went by. I had looked everywhere, and I was sure it was lost. I was sure it was stolen. I was sure I had somehow dropped it, fallen out of an open hole in my pants. I don't know, but it was gone. I was sure that it was gone. And Bonnie says to me, "Tim, why don't you go look one more time?" To Bonnie, I've looked a dozen times in the same spot. And she says, "Why don't you just look one more time?" So I went and looked one more time. And laying there was the chain and the coin. The rest of the story, Bonnie, without telling me, had gone to the spot, taken the chain and the coin because my birthday was coming up, and she was buying a new chain for the coin. On the one day that she did it, Tim went to look for it. And if Bonnie was here, she would say, as usual, it's my fault. How many women can say amen to that? As usual, it's my fault, right? It's every wife's story. And so what was lost was found. Remember today that every piece, your piece, is important, and you are incredibly valuable to God. And He won't stop looking until you are found and until you are safe. And I want to pray for our children this morning before we go. But before I do that, I'm going to just ask you to bow your heads with me for a moment. I just want to say a prayer for anyone in the room who is the parent of a lost child. I want you to know that you're seen today. And the pain that you carry is so very, very real. The burden that you carry today is incredibly heavy. And if you are the parent of a lost child, I want you to be encouraged today, because every piece is important. God loves that son. He loves that daughter. Not be fearful. Not allow Satan to destroy your life over the pain that you're experiencing, and because of the pain that you're experiencing. I want you to trust the Lord today. This is all I'm going to ask you to do. If you're here today and you say, Pastor Tim, when you offer that prayer, I want you to include me and include my child. That God would touch their heart, that God would touch my heart, that God would help me to live with hope, that God would help me to look to Him, to trust Him. Just as we learned in VBS this week, trusting God in a wild, wild world. If you're that parent today and you say, Pastor Tim, when you pray, include me, would you just slip up your hand long enough for me to see it? I'm going to pray for you. All over this room, so many hands. God bless you. God bless you. God bless every one of you. Remember, God sees. He sees. And so for everyone that raised your hand right now, just open your heart. Father God, I pray for every mom and dad that lifted up their hand right now. Maybe a grandmother or a grandfather lifted up their hand. Father God, I thank you that you are the God that sees. You see us right here in this place and in this moment. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would come right now. And that you would remind us all, Lord. Remind me. Remind us all, Heavenly Father. That there's no length that you won't go to find the lost. To bring back what has drifted away. So Father, I pray for our lost children. I pray in the name of Jesus wherever they are. I pray for their safety. I pray for their well-being. I understand, Lord. I understand that they reap what they sow. I understand. But I also understand that there's power in prayer, and I pray that you'll bring those two worlds together. And even in the midst of lots of pain and sowing, that, Lord, you'll protect them and watch over them in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's reward for a praying father, a praying mother. There's a blessing for those who stand in the gap. You hear the prayers of a righteous father, a righteous mother who who cries out to you for their child. And right now, we lift our children up to you, and we pray in the name of Jesus, bring them home. We claim their soul for you in the name of Jesus. Bring someone into their path, whether they live in Bathurst or thousands of kilometers away. Bring someone into their path, Lord, to tell them the story again. May someone be kind to them. May someone be generous to them, Lord. May someone bless them. May they come to see and understand that it is the love of God towards them, that kindness, that blessing. So, Lord, bring our children home. We believe in Jesus' name. And I pray every parent's heart today will be filled with hope. And that when they go home today, they will remember every piece is important. Every piece matters. And you'll do whatever it takes to bring them home. So, Lord, I pray hope for every parent right now. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. All the children that are here today, I want you to stand right where you are. Children, stand, would you? Every child in the room, just stand up, and I'm going to just say a prayer for you. Go ahead and stand. I know you're shorter, so we don't see you sometimes, but you are seen in all the children. Maybe if there's a child close to you, maybe you'll just reach out and put your hand on their shoulder, okay? If there's a child next to you, just reach over to them and pray for them. Father God, we pray for the children today. Let the lessons of this week live in their hearts. Let the songs live on in their hearts. Let the stories that have been told live on in their hearts. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that it will be like seed sown into their lives. And may it bring forth fruit. And I pray every child today will remember all of their life that they can trust Jesus in a wild, wild world. I pray that it will never leave them. I pray that they will never forget that their peace is important, that they matter to God, and that God, you see them. You know their name. Watch over our children. I pray you protect them in the name of Jesus from a dangerous, vile world. Protect their minds and hearts, I pray. We consecrate them to you in the name of Jesus, and we claim our children for the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand together, everybody. Let's stand. Hey, thank you for coming to church today. Thank you for being a part of our Sunday morning celebration. Thank you, Pastor Ocean. Thank you, all the yellow shirts, as you've been called today. Thank you to our yellow shirts for an amazing week, amazing job. Make sure and greet one another. Make sure and shake hands this morning. Make sure and reach out to your neighbor and your friend. Let them know that you're glad that they came to church today. And always remember, you can trust Jesus in a wild, wild world, right? God bless you. Have a great day. Go with God's blessing. Greet one another. Share the love of God.
Check, 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 check. Just a reminder, if you're interested, to go see all the decoration downstairs, because tomorrow we're going to start to tear them down. I tell you, it's worth to go see, because they've done a lot of good work this week. Thank you very much. Have a great week.